With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. Two Hancock County residents are facing drug trafficking charges after crack cocaine, fentanyl, and multiple guns were seized from their home. Officials first looked into Dexter Bray as part of a night hunting investigation and found him in possession of firearms, fentanyl, and cash. A search of his Deer Isle home turned up more drugs and 46 firearms and prompted the arrest of Bray's girlfriend, Heather Davis. Drug agents seized approximately $245,000 worth of fentanyl on Wednesday from an Arista County residence. Daniel White was charged with drug trafficking after his home in Wade was searched. Officials also found several firearms in the house. Members of the Hancock County Sheriff's Office and Hancock County Commissioners continue their pledge to match and even double donations to the Downey's Community Partners Thaw Fund, which provides heating assistance to residents in need. Dead River, for example, gave a $2,500 check, which when paired with those matching donations, turned it into a $10,000 donation. A new program in Bangor aims to help people in Penobscot and Piscataquis counties experiencing homelessness find rental housing. Community Health and Counseling is partnering with the City of Bangor on the Landlord Liaison Initiative, which will offer financial assistance to landlords willing to take part in the program. Anyone interested in learning more should contact Community Health and Counseling. The public's invited to a holiday craft fair Sunday at Solstice Senior Living Center on Ohio Street in Bangor. From 9 to 4, there will be a variety of crafts, homemade items, and holiday decorations for sale, with the proceeds to benefit Toys for Tots. And the Sebasticook Valley Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Valley of Trees Festival at the Newport Elementary and Middle School. Attendees have a chance this weekend to win a variety of prize packages, as well as enjoy the trees that go with them. Find more information on the Facebook page for the 5th Annual Valley of Trees. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.